Eight F-117 stealth fighters are on their way to Kuwait today, placing more U.S. firepower within close striking range of Iraq. The Pentagon is sending the aircraft, along with additional B-52s, in response to Iraq's attempted missile attack yesterday on two Air Force fighter jets monitoring the northern no-fly zone. NPR's Martha Raddatz has a report.
The U.S. continues to build up its military capability in the Persian Gulf, while Saddam Hussein continues to exacerbate the situation. Today, Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz called Kuwait's willingness to allow U.S. warplanes on its soil a flagrant aggression against the people of Iraq and an act of war against the Iraqi state. Defense Secretary William Perry fired right back.
Those kind of rash statements are totally unacceptable. Our forces are there in the first place because Iraq invaded Kuwait back in 1990, and they have been there since then to provide deterrence for any future action of that sort.
There was more than just talk today. Iraq also blind-fired three surface-to-air missiles in southern Iraq, but there were no coalition planes in the area at the time, as Iraq claimed. It was yesterday's attempt by Saddam's forces to launch a missile at U.S. jets that prompted the Pentagon to send stealth bombers and B-52s to the region. Secretary Perry said again today that the U.S. wants to make certain its pilots are safe.
If there is any challenge to those forces, we have a responsibility to protect them. And they have very, what we call, robust rules of engagement. So everybody should understand that the United States will take all necessary and appropriate action to protect our forces and to protect our interests in that area.
Perry's statement seemed somewhat softer than his words yesterday when he promised that the Iraqis would very soon learn that the U.S. is not playing games and that a U.S. response would be disproportionate to the provocation made toward the U.S. But Pentagon spokesman Ken Bacon says the resolve is still there.
I think that what he meant yesterday is what he means today, that we're not going to make if we make a response, it won't be a tit-for-tat response. When we responded last week, we responded in a way that we believe bolstered our strategic interests in the area. We responded in the south. We responded in a way that was designed to increase the no-fly zone in an effort to diminish Saddam Hussein's military mobility and flexibility.
And if, as is expected, the stealth fighters attack Iraq in the next few days, Saddam's mobility will be one of the targets, specifically mobile surface-to-air sites that the cruise missile launch from last week could not hit. Bacon says Saddam has been busy today moving those sites around, but that the U.S. is confident no Iraqi troops are moving south, despite Iraq's threats to Kuwait.
If we saw signs that he were moving troops, we would be very concerned and we would respond. I am not aware of troop movements taking place now. Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi leadership understands our enforcement of the no-fly, no-drive zone in the south.
The stealth fighters are not expected to be in Kuwait until tomorrow. It's a long flight from their New Mexico base, and there will be several mid-air refueling operations on the way. A second aircraft carrier is also headed for the region. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.